Greetings in Jesus' name, and welcome once again to Daily Inspirations. This is Felty bringing you the Daily Inspiration today. And I would like to continue with another look at the subject of the kingdom. And we read in Matthew chapter 13, the parable of the wheat and the tares. Starting in verse 24, another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. We can read in the explanation of the parable that he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, which is Jesus, sowing the good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way." The enemy is the devil. We know that he is always about us, looking for opportunity to devour and to destroy. So in this parable, he sowed tares, or a type of wheat, among the wheat, and went his way. In verse 26, we see that, "But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared." So these tares were not evident until the wheat produced grain. These tares were growing right alongside the wheat and probably looked very similar. But when the wheat had produced the crop, it was then that the tares became evident. And the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. And so we find it that in the world today, or in the church in general, we find wheat and tares mixed together. Perhaps so that the good may be exercised and the bad may be found inexcusable. The response of the servants was this. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, "Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares?" He said to them, "An enemy has done this." The servants said to him, "Do you want us then to go and gather them up?" But he said, "No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them." We see the concern of Jesus for his wheat, for the children of the kingdom, that they would not be uprooted with the tares. He was more concerned that one wheat would be uprooted than he was with the tares growing among the wheat. He said, "Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." verse 40 says, therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. We see that the Son of Man will be gathering out of his kingdom the things that offend and those who practice lawlessness. Once again, we see where the unconverted may seek to surround themselves with converted people or to gather with the saints. But in the end, it will be of no use. However, it is as he said to his servants, let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. At the end of the explanation, he says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Our ears can hear a great many sounds, but the sounds that really make an impact and register in our minds are those sounds which we have an interest in. If we hear something that we have no interest in, it will simply not register. We say it goes in one ear and out the other. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. So let's have an interest in the kingdom, in the word of God, so that we may hear and learn from this. And we will continue perhaps tomorrow again. And for now, may God bless your day.